This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Tuesday, the great Al Michaels will stop by. More phone calls coming up, maybe a new poll question. Imagine being a Jets fan yesterday at this time. So 24 hours ago, you're probably going, okay, going to go to work, but I got to get off work early, want to make sure I got everything ready at home, or if you're going to the game, want to make sure you got a tailgate spread ready. Oh, I got to have my beer there. It's going to be, I got to get my jersey. Got to get my Rodgers jersey. Like everything is set. And then you go to the game. Oh, look at the pregame. Look at Rodgers running out with the American flag. This is going to be incredible. The Jets can finally have nice things. And then four plays in for Aaron Rodgers, and it sounded like this.
Takes the snap, drops back, looks over the middle, under pressure, and he will be sacked back to the 32-yard line by Leonard Floyd. So the Bills get a big negative, and Aaron Rodgers gets up with a limp. Aaron Rodgers right now doesn't look 100% right.
Well, that's a delayed blitz because he's got Leonard Floyd, the right
defensive
end.
He's going down. Aaron Rodgers is sitting down in the field. He's hurt. 11:15 to go in the opening quarter, and Aaron Rodgers is injured on the sack by Leonard Floyd. And the Jet training staff surrounds him, and Zach Wilson pops up and starts to get ready and take some warm-up throws.
That was it. Zach Wilson, come on down. And if I would have told Jets fans, Aaron Rodgers done for the season, but the game would end like this.
And getting away a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45-50. Blockers in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
Imagine, though, after this, that you've seen everything. Like the highs and the lows, you're walking to your car and you're going, did we have a good night tonight? Did we have a bad night tonight, a terrible night? Do we have any hope as we move forward? And I don't know what the answers are for that question or those questions for a Jets fan. Because you still have a lot of talent, and now you're going back to Zach Wilson. You lost six games, six in a row to end the season. Should have been a playoff team. You beat the Bills. Josh Allen beat the Bills. And you feel like, okay, they're vulnerable. Dolphins are good. Dolphins, that offense is great. In fact, Tua and the Dolphins face off against Mac Jones and the Patriots. That'll be coming up Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Yes, Paulie.
Multiple NFL insiders are reporting, An MRI confirmed that Aaron Rodgers has officially torn his Achilles tendon on the fourth play of his Jets career.
Yeah.
Rodgers' season now is officially over.
Yep. Yeah. He knew it. He knew it. Kobe knew it when he blew out his Achilles. Dan Marino knew when he did. It is a different feeling than any injury you have. I've never had it, but those who have had it will tell you it's not like a knee injury, not like an ankle injury. It is different. Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football was at the game last night. He was there for the pregame and just for a little bit, the start. He wanted to see Aaron Rodgers there with the first set of downs. So he sees that, and then he has to go back because he has to get up early to do the Good Morning Football on NFL Network. He says he's walking out. He's seen all these people come in because there were weather issues. There was traffic issues. So you have fans who are coming into the game, and Aaron Rodgers is already on a stretcher or on a cart being taken off. They don't even know. He said they had their Aaron Rodgers jerseys on. They're so excited. They're walking in. They're like, wait, why is Zach Wilson out here? Oh, you didn't see? Aaron Rodgers got sacked and looks like he's going to be out. He's got an ankle injury or Achilles. Man, do you gather the kids and say, nothing to see here. Let's go home. But there's a sports depression, and I had that today because I don't have any dog in the fight here. You know, I want to see Aaron Rodgers play. It's a great story. And that's, you know, when people say, who do you root for? I root for a great story. I mean, we're in the entertainment business. You want to see and hear a great story. You can tell that story over and over. Now, if you're going to say Zach Wilson is going to play really well, they're going to go to the playoffs, and maybe he takes that next step to being a, you know, a decent quarterback, a good quarterback. All right. That's a good storyline there. We'll get to phone calls. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Good morning. Those chatting on Chat Row, our partners, Peacock, our streaming partners, and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. The Jets were plus 1,600 to win the Super Bowl to start this season. Today, they're plus 6,000. That puts them behind the Green Bay Packers and the Atlanta Falcons. Here's Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yay. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Now, you could argue that's a value pick. Plus 6,000 for the Jets to win the Super Bowl. The Jets are getting 7.5 against the Cowboys, this according to DraftKings. And the Dolphins are the favorite right now to win the AFC East, then the Bills, then the Jets, followed by the Patriots there. All right, some phone calls. Bob in New York, I had mentioned if the audience had any suggestions, the highest of highs, the lowest of lows, and you had that last night within 30 minutes with Rodgers being introduced to him going out on a cart. Bob joins us now on that topic. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a first-time caller here. I never really listened to sports radio until I retired. I'm a retired phys ed teacher. You know, this reminds me of phys ed when I was in high school, sitting around in Mr. Vail's office with all the guys. Here's the highest of highs. I was 9 years old, big time into basketball, big time into United States, hated the Ruskies, you know. And then we get into the championship game, the Olympics, the gold medal game, and I thought we won, and they put more time on the clock, and I thought we won again, and then the referees took the clock, said, hey, no, we got to give the Ruskies another chance, and then finally the Ruskies did beat the Americans. Talk about the highest of highs winning the gold. And just the lowest of lows.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, 1972. I think it's Alexander Belov scored the game-winning field goal for Russia to beat the United States. And talking to Doug Collins, he was on that team. They didn't want their medals. They didn't want them. Yes, Marv.
That's what I was going to ask. Did they ever accept those silver medals?
I don't think so. And I wouldn't. You know, They rigged the clock a couple of times. And Hank Iba, legendary coach, he was the coach of the Olympic team. And I interviewed him years later.
And we talked about that. And the pain was still in his voice that he had had that gold medal taken away from him. I mean, that is, in front of you, cheating. They kept resetting the clock. Like, nope, the clock malfunctioned. And then they threw a full court pass, and then you got the lay-in. Yes, Marv.
Another one might be Miami-Ohio State, the national title game, where the Chris Gamble interference.
Yeah.
They were on, like Paulie was saying, he was at the game.
Yeah, we were there on the sidelines.
Crazy.
Dan, if you remember, we were on the sidelines. Miami thought they won. The dudes from Miami, the equipment guys, are bringing out the boxes of national championship hats and T-shirts and putting them on the guys because the flag came late. Ohio State and Miami fans will know. And they had to put the shirts back in the boxes. That's nuts.
Rick in Syracuse. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. This is, first-time caller, long-time listener. What I was wondering, listening to you guys talking, I think it all started Thursday afternoon with the Jinx interception prediction, perhaps. But what a crazy weekend we had in the NFL. And my question to you guys, have we had such a nutty first weekend in the NFL? I know we've had multiple times where there's been odd things going on, but you get, I mean, the Jinx interception, of course, that started it all. Then, of course, Casey goes on to lose. The Bengals lose. G-men get crushed. And then last night, all packed into one weekend.
Yeah, but this is the NFL. Look at all the storylines from last year. And if I said, if I even brought up a couple of them, and I said, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, is going to lead the Niners to the NFC title game. Jalen Hurts could win the MVP in the Super Bowl. Like, you'd go, no, it's not going to happen. Every year, there are 15 to 20 storylines that if you wrote them to start the season, nobody would have believed it. And that'll be the case this year. Yes, Marv.
Remember when the Bills beat the Patriots 31-0 opening week?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they should have never let Lawyer Malloy go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Paul.
A couple years ago, we did a little segment about, if I told you, I think it was August of 2020, Andrew Luck would be out of football. Tom Brady would be a Buccaneer. Yeah. Antonio Brown's out of football. Phil Rivers is a Colt.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's the number one pick of the draft. People didn't know who he was when he left Ohio State. Lamar Jackson won the MVP.
It's every season.
Cam Newton's a Patriot.
There's going to be five mind-blowing headlines, storylines this year. Just guarantee. Look at DeMar Hamlin. Tua's injuries. Like the NFL, they don't need writers. It's unscripted. And that is the beauty of it. It is every year you go, how did that happen? This team gets to the Super Bowl. Or that player, injuries, somebody steps up. It's just, there's something every single year where you go, I never, ever would have thought that. Dustin in Alabama. Hi, Dustin.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
Got two quick things in a pie to the face bet that Paulie might want to take to kind of double down on a previous one. A high high and a low low, if you recall the kick six, Alabama-Auburn, that was devastating for me personally. Then also a quarterback replacement or addition for Rodgers that no one's brought up, Super Bowl winning grown-up William Chase Daniels III. And then my pie to the face bet, Paulie took me up on Detroit and New Orleans in the NFC Championship. So I was trying to get in last week before the season started, but I'm willing to double down on that and also say that Derek Carr or Jared Goff will win the regular season MVP.
Oh, man.
Does anybody want a piece of that with Dustin? Jared Goff or Derek Carr would win the regular season MVP? Yes, Paul.
Goff has a nice story, and the Lions are a great story. Goff had 29 touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
If he throws a couple more touchdowns and a couple more wins, he's in play. I think it's Tua's to lose. After last year with Tua, if Tua keeps even close to what he's doing and stays healthy, it's his to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I would take that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Dustin, Paulie's in on it.
And I'm pro golf. You know that.
Yeah.
Always been.
I don't know if he'll get enough credit if they win. The coach is going to get a lot of credit. I don't know if Jared Goff will get enough credit.
It's almost like, yeah, he did that with Jared Goff.
Yeah. Doug in Ohio. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good, bud.
So one scenario that I thought of potentially, and it would have to have some restructuring on the salary cap end, but if I were the Jets, I'd place a call to the Rams and see what it would take to get Matt Stafford out. The Rams could get a few draft picks from the Jets, which they need, maybe throw in a couple of players, which they need, and it would clear the way for the rest of the season for them to be in tank mode and position themselves for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but the Rams won. I don't know if you say, all right, what do you want for Matthew Stafford? I think if the, let's say they start out 1-5, then maybe might be available. How many primetime games do you have with the Jets? So we have week one, week four, Kansas City at the Jets, Jets at the Raiders, Miami at the Jets, that's week 12, week 17, Jets at Cleveland. Chargers at Jets week 9. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, some of those are Thursday night games. Speaking of which, Al Michaels set to join us. We'll take a break. Talk to Albino.
About Tuesday night games.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the great Al Michaels right after this. Football's back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is ready to help you. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Nobody's missing out on any action here thanks to DraftKings. Customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Get in on the Week 2 action. DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app now. Use the code Patrick. Sign up. New customers bet just $5. Take them 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sunday night, Tua and the Dolphins face off against Mac Jones and the Patriots. Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Hall of Fame broadcaster Al Michaels, the play-by-play voice of Thursday Night Football. Al will be on the call for the Vikings at the Eagles with Kirk Herbstreit. That'll be a kickoff at 8:15 Eastern. Good to see you again. Your reaction to what you saw last night with the pregame festivities and Aaron Rodgers' brief appearance.
You know, I have so much stuff rolling around in my head that I can't get rid of. All I thought about at first was we did a game on Sunday Night Football 5 years ago at Lambeau. Chicago went into Green Bay. They had just signed Khalil Mack. Matt Nagy was making his debut as the head coach. Aaron Rodgers goes down in the first half, and they cart him back into the locker room. And it looks like the season is over. And maybe it's the Bears' time. The Bears led 17-0 at the half. They led 20-0 early in the third. Who comes back from the locker room? Aaron. And the other thing that popped into my head, Dan, crazily enough, was that Carl Cheffers, who was the ref last night, was the ref that night in Lambeau. Oh, yeah. And Green Bay came from behind and won the game. And Aaron, of course, will not have a great year. So that was the first thought I had. Okay, maybe it's not so bad. It didn't look so insidious. But we know it's a lot differently today. But man, oh, man, what a game that was last night. And what an ending. And, you know, that's pretty much why everybody loves football, because that was just crazy, top to bottom.
And you have to be careful when you're calling a game of not speculating on an injury. How do you do that in the moment where you see something like that without trying to get maybe ahead of yourself a little bit?
Because I've learned, and I think most announcers have learned through the years, we're not doctors. We are not. And I think who was it? Scott Van Pelt last night said we have all of these internet doctors. Yeah, everybody is making their decision as to what the situation is. I'll never forget, there was an announcer, I don't want to mention his name, he's a good buddy, but it was in a game probably in the early 90s, Reggie Roby, the kicker for Miami, got run into, he was laid out, and the analyst said, that is not arthroscopic surgery, that is reconstructive. That's how he analyzed that play.
Oh boy.
Reggie Roby kicked the next week. So, no, we all know we're not doctors. We're not. And you just let it play out and then get the information from the team. It's as simple as that.
I didn't know how long it took for you to check the Thursday night schedule for the number of appearances by the New York Jets. Did you do that soon after Rodgers was carted off?
We know we have two. So, you know, it's not a good day for the Amazonians right now, because the big game this year was going to be the Black Friday game.
Yeah.
So there's a day after Thanksgiving. And what's the game? Miami at the Jets. Okay. So we'll still be there. And who knows? I mean, maybe Zach Wilson becomes the story of the year. You know, that defense is good. I mean, I don't think that team is going to necessarily just fall apart.
Yeah.
They proved that last night. They beat a good team. The defense was fantastic, obviously. Breece Hall looks like the real deal. That catch by Wilson was insane. They've got some good players. Good players, good coaching. And I think, you know, the Jets will just regroup as they did last night, show some resilience, and who knows what's going to happen.
I mentioned this to start the show, trying to recall the highest of highs and lowest of lows in a game. With Rodgers going out with the American flag, the spotlight's on him, and then four plays in, his season is done. And a lot of people have brought up a lot of examples. The Falcons up 28-3 in the Super Bowl. We mentioned the game that you called Malcolm Butler with the interception at the goal line because Seattle's going to win that Super Bowl.
Right.
Bill Buckner in 86 with the Red Sox, or the Bartman game. Do you have a memory there? Well, you know, the Seattle game with Malcolm Butler. Did you think it was over?
Well, I thought it looked like it was going to be over, and I was only shocked that, you know, that play was the play that was called, which was a pass over the middle into traffic. And I always thought that, you know, second guessing that if you have Russell Wilson at that point in his career, you roll him out, maybe he runs into the end zone or you throw it away. It's only second down.
Yeah.
Still have two more plays. But that was stunning. And then there was another stunner in the I did the St. Louis, Tennessee Super Bowl after the 99 season, which ended on the 1 yard line. That game was, you know, 16-0 Rams. Titans caught him. Rams took the lead on an Isaac Bruce, you know, 70 some odd yard touchdown pass. Here comes McNair and the Titans, and then the game ends on a 1 yard line. Great tackle by Mike Jones, and that's how the Rams walked off the field with the Super Bowl. But, you know, there were so many, Dan, I mean, through the years that it's great. And, that, you know, why do we love sports? Because we're talking about all of the exhilarating moments.
Week one of the NFL season, what storyline do you think is sustainable out of all these results?
There were some interesting results. I mean, Cincinnati is not that bad. Let's face it, that was kind of a one-off. I mean, the Bengals are going to be, I have to assume they're going to be fine. The one surprise to me was the Rams, where everybody thought, you know, this is a team, they're a bad team, and people are even talking about tanking, which I just think is stupid talk anyway. Teams don't tank. These guys go out there to play. They don't tank. So I thought, you know, the Rams, it's funny because I happened to run into Sean McVay a week before the game on Sunday, and he said, I think we're going to win the game. He was that confident. Nobody knows who's playing for them anymore, right? Cooper Kupp is on injured reserve. You know, what was Stafford going to do after he got hurt last year? You got, you know, Tutu Atwell emerges. They've got guys you've never heard of, and they pretty much dominated that game. So that was a big surprise for me. I think Tampa Bay, you know, I watched that whole game to prepare for the Vikings in our game on Thursday night. And that's one of those games where the Vikings really had it in their hands. They were controlling the game, and all of a sudden Tampa Bay is just hanging in, and the next thing you know, they're walking off with a victory. So as usual, you know, you get 3, 4, 5 stories every week that are great, and it'll keep us going until Thursday night.
We're talking to Al Michaels. He'll have Thursday night's game. It's the Eagles and the Vikings. What is your curiosity level with Kirk Cousins?
I've, you know, known him and have met with him a lot. I think he's a very good guy. I really like him, and I think a lot of people got to know him in that quarterback series. I thought he was very human. He's a very decent guy. He's one of those guys who he's just kind of he's in the middle. He's not, people don't think of him as great. They don't think about him as terrible. He's got that that cross the bear about can't win the primetime games, blah, 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 blah. But that could end in a flash. You never know. It's like, you know, Phil Mickelson didn't win a major, then all of a sudden he won a bunch of them. I don't know. Kirk is he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. There's no question about it. He now has maybe the best receiver in the league. And they went out and drafted another receiver. Addison scored a touchdown the other day at the USC. He's got some parts. They let Dalvin Cook go, though. I'm not sure they have a running game. But I think, you know, Cousins is the kind of guy who, one of these years, And I hope for his sake. I mean, like I say, he's, if you know him, you like him a lot. He's a good, good guy. And I think he gets an unfair shake from time to time.
Remember when you lost the Super Bowl, it felt like you fell into an abyss?
Right.
You know, we looked at that team, they lost, and then they never got back to the Super Bowl. But, you know, here you have the Eagles, who could have easily won that Super Bowl. How do you, what have you seen so far where you're going to expect this or look for this on Thursday night?
Number one, you've got a fantastic quarterback in Jalen Hurts. You've got a really good defense. I think the interesting thing with them is that they lost both coordinators, because that's what happens when you have success. Steichen goes to Indianapolis, Gannon goes to Arizona. But they promoted from within on the offensive side and brought in Sean Desai defensively. I think Sirianni did a really great job. There's a, in Philadelphia, there's just a good feeling around that team. There always has been. And you and I have talked about the fact it starts at the top. And Jeff Lurie has owned that team for over a quarter of a century now. Hard to believe. Jeff's still, you know, a relatively young man. It's a classy organization. They do things right. It just, it feels good around there. Can you win the Super Bowl? Of course you can. You can win the Super Bowl once every 32 years if you look at the law of averages. But that is a, it's a very good team. It's a really good team. Again, can they get back? Sure they can. And it's not like it was, I think, in the old days where there was this, you know, Super Bowl hangover,
yeah,
where you worked your ass off all season long. You got to the Super Bowl and you lost. I'll never forget. I did the 49er Chargers Super Bowl in 94 with the Steve Young threw six touchdown passes. Jerry Rice had a gigantic day. They killed him. They killed him. And we had Bobby Ross, who was the coach of San Diego, in a meeting the next year, early in the season or in preseason. And I said to Bobby in the meeting, how long did it take you to get over that game? He goes, I'm still not over it. So it's something that sits in the craw of people. It has to. But I think in today's world, Dan, you got to look past that. And I think Sirianni and that organization is looking past that. The problem is, as you know, it's 5 months to the Super Bowl. You can't get there tomorrow. You got to do the grunt work and grind it out between now and February.
What was your first NFL game that you called like?
I was thinking about this the other day with our good friend Rich Eisen. October 3rd, 1971. Long story, I'm the announcer for the Cincinnati Reds. NBC calls me to do a Buffalo at Minnesota game, a point-to-point game. It's the year of the years of the blackout. So the game is not even on television in Minnesota. In Buffalo, it's on a UHF station because NBC is also doing the World Series and the playoffs in baseball. And so football gets preempted by the World Series. So the game is on a UHF station in Buffalo only, point to point. It's, you've got to sit there, you know, with rabbit ears and move the antenna around. In that game, the Minnesota won the game 19-0. Bud Grant was the coach. In that game were O.J. Simpson and Al Cowlings. I did them in 1971. So, Dan, you go, that's forever ago.
Wow.
But I still remember. I worked a game with Johnny Morris, the former, you know, Bears wide receiver. Yeah. And the Bears have had such problems, obviously, offensively and finding the right quarterback through the years that Johnny still dots the record book. He's got a lot of records for the Chicago Bears still to this day.
Great to talk to you. How's the golf game?
The golf game is horrendous. It's somewhere between awful, terrible, and horrendous. So you always give me a tip. Leave me with a tip. Leave Johnny Miller. That's the last tip you get. That doesn't work. Four syllables, right?
You take it back.
Give me something else.
You take it back with Johnny and bring it through Johnny. With Miller.
Yeah. And then what?
Well, you got to hit the ball.
Yes, it's a good idea. You know, hey, listen, when I play in a tournament, which I haven't done in a while, but when I played in the AT&T in 2008 at Pebble Beach and 5,000 people are lining the first fairway.
Yeah.
Do you know what my swing thought was? I couldn't get it out of my head. Please, God, don't let me whiff. That was How's that for psyching yourself up?
I know.
Well, and I hit 140 yard ground ball down the left side and got the hell out of there.
Yes. And people think you're a good golfer if you play in these pro-ams, you know, especially the AT&T. And I would be like, move out of the way. And then they started laughing. And I go, no, I'm serious. Move out of the way. I don't want to hit anybody.
On the 14th hole, and I'm on television. It's the one time CBS takes a shot of me. And they have like 2,000 people. They call it Club 15 at Pebble Beach. And I tee it up. And the crowd's, you know, yelling at me. They're yelling my whole career at me. And now all of a sudden it gets deathly quiet. And now I can't feel myself. And I stepped away and I looked at the crowd and I went, anybody got an Ativan? So what can I tell you?
keep fighting the good fight, Al.
You too, Dan.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll be on with you, man. As always.
That's Al Michaels. He'll be on the call Thursday night. The Amazonians, Prime Video. That'll be at 8:15 Eastern, Vikings at the Eagles. Brian in Idaho. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Brian.
What's going on, man? First off, I got a story. Shout out to Marvin. I was coming back from Kansas City for the NASCAR race, and I was wearing my I Can Feel It in My Plums t-shirt, and about 4 to 5 people came up to me, and they're like, what does that mean? I was like, it's from the Dan Patrick Show. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So shout out to Marvin, great t-shirt. I just wanted to get your thoughts, DP, on how to deal with this emotion, because I started the night with so much happiness, then I went to sadness, and then I went to mad, and then at the end of the night, I was crying tears of joy because we won. And now I'm back to sad. So how do I deal with this kind of emotion?
Yeah, it's tough. It's called sports depression. But you have a long season, you have a good team, and you just hope Zach Wilson can do enough. You don't ask him to do too much. You just hope that he can do enough. Josh in San Antonio. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Second time, long time. Born and raised in San Antonio. 2013 finals, that guy hits that, you know, three-pointer. Most dejected, lowest I have ever been probably in my entire life. Didn't listen to sports talk radio for a whole week. But the most cathartic win ever in 2014 when the team comes back. Tim Duncan guarantees that they're going to win the finals, and they do. I had moved to Houston. I kept my season tickets. Jabba had just started. Talked them into letting me come to game 5 when we clinched, stayed up the whole night, and spent an ungodly amount of money on championship memorabilia.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. Matt in Texas. Hey, Matt.
JDP,
hey, Matt.
You have awoken an old sports depression of mine. 2011, Texas Rangers, game 6. Nelson Cruz misses the fly ball.
Yeah.
We won and lost that game twice. In the 11th inning, we lost. And we've got the curse of Nelson Cruz on our team now. I don't think we're ever going to get back.
All right. You know what? I think we should do a show where I'm the therapist, and I just sit there, and somebody is on the couch, and I just say, let's talk about it.
You're going to be the therapist?
Yeah, why not? I got 40 years of experience, Eden.
Okay.
I mean,
do you have 40 years of empathy?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I got longer than that for empathy.
Okay.
I'm sort of the Dr. Phil of sportscasters.
You need to get real.
I watched Dr. Phil yesterday. I don't know why, but I did. It was one of those. I'm at a place at a hospital facility, and you couldn't get any other channels. So they go, do you want to watch TV while you're in here? And I go, sure. I go, I can't change the channel. All I had was Dr. Phil, and
you got to stop doing what you're doing. You got this big fancy aquarium, ain't got no fish in it. That's not going to happen.
Well, my mom left. What does the fish have to do with anything?
Yeah,
what's that got to do with my son's addiction? You're wearing this big cowboy hat and a horse. That don't make you a cowboy just because you're walking around with a lasso and a horse.
Yeah, but it's just Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Phil was talking to a guy who has cheated on his wife and had a couple of these women in there, and so the guy goes,
Yeah, I did. Okay, so is that the end of the show? And he
goes, he thought he's going to deny it?
Yeah, no. He just said, yeah, all right, I did it. Now what do we do? And Dr. Phil goes, what do you mean? And he goes, no. I mean, is that the end of the show? I said, yeah, I did. I cheated on my wife. And she was sitting there, and then they had two other women. Then they brought out a preacher to try to help them get their relationship, their marriage back together. I'm going, man, do I not miss daytime TV?
You're going to the chiropractor for a toothache. That's not going to get you where you need to go.
Let's take a break back after this. Do you remember your favorite childhood memory that was on film or videotape or pictures, and you want to watch it or maybe share it with your children? We're lucky that there is a solution if you haven't done this. Legacy Box. The memories that you want to relive, the perfect solution. If it's VHS tapes or film reels, pictures, simple, safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. You go to LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Enjoy 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is easy. You send in the legacy box filled with VHS tapes or camcorder tapes, pictures, and then they send it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. They've digitized over 15 different types of analog media. They've been doing this for a decade. They've helped over 1 million families relive all those great memories. I know you got those tapes and pictures in a box someplace. Put them in a legacy box and let them send it back to you so you can share. Go to LegacyBox.com/Patrick to save 40%. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Thank you again for all the feedback on the book that I wrote,
And some people went to two Barnes & Noble bookstores in Los Angeles, and they had sold out of the book, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, The NFL's Greatest Players Plays, Scandals and Screw-Ups, plus stuff we totally made up. And we'll be working on that. If you do buy a book and you do want me to sign it, if you send the book a self-addressed stamped envelope here, I will sign it and we'll send it back to you. But make sure you put it in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send that back to you. Also going to be making an appearance, a book signing in Cincinnati coming up on Saturday. Bengals playing the Ravens on Sunday, trying to figure out if I could stay, maybe watch the first half.
And surf and turf?
Yeah, I'm going to try. But I'll give you details about that if you're in the Cincinnati area for Saturday. All right, a couple more phone calls. Paulie just showed us this great video, this clip from Wisconsin, a bar in Wisconsin. Is this Jack's American Pub?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they ran a special last night that you had to be in and start a bar tab before the game started. And if the Jets lost, free beer. So your tab is taken care of. So Rodgers goes down, you see these people pounding beers like, yeah. And then they show at the very end where they go live to the reporter and you see the reaction of the Green Bay fans when they realize they have to pay the bar tab because it sounded like this last night.
They thought the bar tab was on the house. AJ, thank you very much. A wild ride from start to finish.
All right. Pretty good. Pretty good as they sent it back to the studio.
Just pounding.
Yes. Yeah. But what I meant to do is give you the end of the game. No, the play-by-play of the end of the game.
And getting away a line drive kick to Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left. Gets to the 40. Turns the corner at the 45-50. Blockers in front at the 40. At the Bills 30. Inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown! And it's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
Bunch of dudes with their hats on backwards spitting out their beers as they realize that there were a couple of these guys who are watching their phones and their mouths are open. They realize how expensive that's going to be.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
How long does the people that run the bar start collecting cash and credit cards from the end of that play when you give them a couple of minutes to deal with the depression of what just happened?
Oh, no. I mean, you got
to pay. I have to pay right now.
Yeah. All right. A little depression sets in. But, you know, these are Green Bay fans and probably saying, you know, karma's a, you know what, they just beat the Bears, feeling good. We got our quarterback. Aaron Rodgers goes down and we get free beer until the Jets take it back for a game-winning punt return. Brian Bumgardner, he, of course, was one of the great characters on The Office. And he is a friend of Aaron Rodgers. He was on the sidelines last night. Rodgers comes over to give him a big handshake, bro hug, moments before. And then Brian watched the game. Brian will join us coming up on the show tomorrow. Who else was there? Justin Timberlake, Jake Paul, or Logan Paul, or Paul Logan? Method Man was there. I don't know the other celebrities, but Brian Baumgartner will join us. What was his character's name?
Kevin Malone.
Okay. Kevin.
The chilly episode of the Office is kind of like what happened last night. Kevin Malone's very excited. He's got the chili for a chilly day, and it all goes awry.
An iconic moment.
It is. It is. It's one of the greatest moments in TV history. When Kevin brings in his chili, his special chili, and it all goes bad. It's like Rodgers going onto the field. Kevin comes into the office with his chili, and he spills it.
And he's describing just the painstaking,
yes,
just the amount of detail and effort he puts into every single ingredient.
When he goes, the key to the chili is not to overcook the onions.
And the cleanup process to try to somehow salvage it back in the container.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Michael Jordan, as a rookie, signed his 7-year deal to play basketball at the Chicago Bulls. A 7-year deal worth only $20 million. That's 1984. Also in 1984, Dwight Gooden of the New York Mets set the rookie strikeout record, 251st strikeout of the season.
Mm, okay. Let me see. Anything else that... the Lions in 2004 beat the Bears at Soldier Field, snapping an NFL record 24-game road losing streak. Tom Brady throws for over 500 yards, four touchdowns, including a 99-yarder to Wes Welker. The Patriots beat the Dolphins there, 2011. All right, let's go around the room. What we learned. Todd, what'd you learn today?
While other couples hooked up in other rooms, Kyle Brandt spent prom night playing Uno with his platonic friend.
Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, rather be lucky than good any day. That Kyle Brandt thing just worked out perfect, huh?
Marvin.
The Jets can't have nice things.
No, they can't. Paulie.
Sticker sign, the new game.
This fall, as you settle back into a busier routine, your home may be a little more vulnerable. Simply Safe 24/7 Live Guard Protection helps stop crime in real time. Get 20% off the new system when you visit SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on the program. One more item. We close out this Tuesday show. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, and probably your official trading cards. Brand new NFT platform, nft.paniniamerica.net. You'll find one-of-a-kind digital cards. They've got everything, and these are the official products from the NFL and NBA, FIFA World Cup, UFC, even collegiate sports. Collectors, share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards. Be sure to check out the newly released NFL and NBA prism packs and more of your favorite Panini brands now as NFTs. And keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. Now features new ones that where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. What are you waiting for? NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.